Sir Humphrey Davy isolated sodium and developed a pretty good miner's lamp. Michael Faraday's work on electromagnetism gave rise to the very engines of the modern world. But when Faraday was Davy's assistant at the Royal Institution, the Cornish baronet wasn't overly keen on being eclipsed by the younger man. So he ordered Faraday to spend 6 full years on optical experiments that were largely unrelated to the field in which Faraday had already started making giant strides. Oh, and he made him travel to France with him as his valet, not allowing him to ride inside the carriage. Sir Humphrey Davy. Genius, educator, all-round git.
It has taken me 30 years to make cakes as good as this. 30 years of perfecting my arts. For hours I handcraft the cakes. Then I add the finest ingredients. Nuts, chocolate, big plums. So my cakes leave my kitchen fine and fresh. And then what do they do to them? They freeze them. Can you believe it? Freeze them. The Philistines. It's like putting the furry Dysons on top of the range Mercedes. How can they do it?
Coppenrath and Weiss. Fresh cream cakes, frozen.
Where is she? She promised lunchtime. Maybe I should call her. I will call her.
Hi, Suzanne, it's Ed. I just wondered if...
I can't believe I'm seeing this. She's done half the bloody job. Figures, timings.
Well, it looks great, Suzanne, but I'm not sure what you want me to do now.
Service schedules? Service schedules? I've done nothing else for 6 months but blinking service schedules. I mean, where do I get a chance to...
Oh, right, service schedules. Yes, thanks, yeah. Bye, then.
Hi.
Hiya.
What's a nice filly like you doing in a stable like this?
Oh, making air. Eating sugar lumps, the usual.
Fancy saddling up at Sedgefield on Friday, 1st of September? I'm in the 220.
Oh, I don't know. Racing's been a bit flat recently.
That's why the new season at Sedgefield is so much more fun. We're talking steeplechasing here.
Oh, now you're talking. All those horses powering round the track, leaping fences in a single bound.
The new steeplechase season at Sedgefield Racecourse. Call 621-925.
All that raw horsepower.
An incredible day out.
Most people these days probably realise that they could, in theory, find a cheaper and more sensible mortgage arrangement than the one they currently have. Yet they probably wonder whether the effort of chasing after the best possible deal, as one is constantly advised to do, is actually worth the bother. By the time you have costed the time involved, considered the arrangement fees, redemption penalties and the like, not to mention advisers' fees and commissions, the net savings from switching lender may not really be that great.
Luxor, Egypt, 1976. There are rumblings of discontent among the crew of the James Bond film The Spy Who Loved Me. Thanks to the dubious catering in Egypt, they're running on empty. The producer, Cubby Broccoli, orders a refrigerated lorry full of tasty tuck from Britain. But when it arrives, they discover that the fridge is turned off and the food is ruined. Always a calm head in a crisis, Broccoli drives into the local town and buys every tin of tomatoes he can lay his hands on, orders an emergency supply of pasta, rolls up his sleeves, and cooks up a feast for a crew of more than 100 people. Cubby and Roger Moore serve the meal, and another on-set disaster is averted. It's a story typical of Albert R. Broccoli, a man who treated everyone he ever worked with as a member of his extended family. Every so often, a monarch takes the English throne who brings new meaning and dignity to the crown. In 1199, that didn't happen. John I was the son of Henry II and Eleanor of Aquitaine, and the brother of Richard I, the Lionheart. The throne he inherited was a classic medieval monarchy with near absolute power. His reign, however, was a masterclass in incompetency. By the time he died, he had lost most of England's territory in France, dropped the crown jewels in the wash, and been excommunicated by the Pope. His ineptitude cost him the confidence of the barons, his managers, which in turn cost the crown much of its unbridled power, thanks to the Magna Carta.